No one really likes it when it's wet and windy, when that storm sweeps through. You don't, and I don't. And yet right in the middle of those storms of life, there's a place where the sun is always shining. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. So, I'm on another plane from somewhere to somewhere else just recently. It's the story of my life. I battle my way through the traffic to the airport. It's been a tough few days, and just to top things off, it's cold, it's wet, and the wind's blowing so hard that the plane's rocking from side to side on the tarmac. Sensational. It was a bumpy takeoff, but within about 90 seconds, bang, we broke through the cloud cover into the bright sunlight. That's happened so many times to me over the years, and each time it's so incredibly special. The point is that no matter how dark and wet and windy it is down there on the ground, the sun is always shining above the clouds. John chapter 8, verse 12. Later, Jesus talked to the people again. He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never live in darkness. They will have the light that gives life." Just stop and think about that. Amidst the rain and the wind and the storms of life and the traffic and the honking horns, whatever all that looks like in your life right now, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never live in darkness. They will have the light that gives life." No matter how dark and wet and windy your life is, His light is still shining. Draw close to Jesus. It's like bursting through that cloud cover into that place where the light always shines. So, what exactly are you waiting for? That's God's Word, fresh for you today. I'm not sure if you've noticed, but the great passion of my life is to share the Word of God with you in a way that makes a real difference, in a way that shines that light into your heart and into your life. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.